Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You think my daughter is a store, but nothing is for sale. They think our family is a business, like fruit of the womb. Here in America, we don't use people as currency.
Honey, don't get argumentative, honey. Don't get argumentative.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do, 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 do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Gold!
Here we are.
Here.
The family Chantel, where I said we would never be.
Where you said we would never be and screamed at me on a podcast for even mentioning. And then in an Enneagram 4 turn of events, 6 months later, said we're doing it on the show without talking to me.
That's kind of how it went. Yeah. I knew what was right for us at the time.
I knew I was right before.
Maybe.
I give you ideas all the time. And then he, 3 months later, goes, you know, I had this great idea. And I'm like, what?
It wasn't the right time.
Y'all, it's the family Chantel. Chantel or Chantal?
Chantel. You can never.
Yeah. I always say it wrong.
Who's not really named Chantel. Her name is Sierre. That's the best part of it.
It is. Her name is Sierre. I don't know why they call her Chantel.
I don't have any idea. There are things we will never understand about this family. Y'all, welcome to the new classless.
Classless. This is a try before you buy. You're getting this for a fee. In America, nothing is for a fee. But today you getting all the secrets that are normally behind the paywall of RG Plus. So if you're listening
to
this,
you are harvesting the American dollar.
You are. And if you want to
access to the American economy.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to help us harvest your American dollar or Canadian dollar, you can go to patreon.com/realitygaze and sign up for this on the poo-poo platter tier. Or you can go to Supercast. Or if you purchase the Apple subscriptions in your Apple podcast app, that is the whole enchilada $8 tier that includes this lower $5 tier.
And we will harvest your money.
Poodle, what else are they getting besides classless? What are they getting?
You're going to get at the $8 tier, number one.
The $5 tier.
Oh.
This is $5, yeah.
$5 tier. You're going to get our monthly Bicurious, where you vote on what show you want to hear us talk about, show that's new for us.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get all of our Netflix binges, like the most recent Love is Blind. And you're also going to get pre-sale discounts to our live shows.
Oh, that. They're getting that.
Yeah.
They're getting
We're on live show tour coming up in April, y'all.
We are.
And I'm stressed because I'm preparing for it.
He's got a lot. There's
a lot of work to do.
So many tabs in his Safari open that's just
shitty
costumes.
Oh, my God. There really was.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know you.
If I showed you my Safari right now, it would be terrifying.
I know.
Was buying things from Amazon.
I just would say like a gay gorilla who just looked like their hands just hit the keyboard and all this shit
accurate.
Popped up.
Accurate.
True. Anyway, so we are excited to be here. We're going to do, if you've been with us, a lot of you, again, shout out to Mary colon Sissy Detective for that fantastic closing up, wrapping
exhaustive
up.
Exhaustive wrap up.
Yes, of 90 Day way. Fiance. We did find out, though, I just saw this and we commented on it, that Ashley from Ashley and Jay just got engaged.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I hope this one sticks. Or she doesn't run away from this one. Because as we heard, y'all, bitch has a lot of reasons to run now from what we heard.
Yeah.
She's got, I actually hope she's gotten some help and worked through all of that. Because
she has some peace.
God damn, that was some trauma.
Yes.
Shit.
And on the flip side of that, we're now being trolled by Lita.
Did we decide that she was coming for us about that?
We don't know. We posted a post kind of where are they now? So we don't think she actually pays to listen to the show, mainly because she can't afford it.
No. Yeah, she needs every cent she can.
She can't spend Eric's $5, but I think she did look at our Instagram post and she's like, everyone's still obsessed with me.
We kind of are. I kind of need more. If you're going to, y'all, you're going to hear her quote music, her songs a little bit on the live show tour. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah, I have seen it. Or I've listened to it. Yes. I'll be honest. And I am manifesting this now, the way you manifested your neighbor to move out, the way we manifested a spinoff of Darcy and Stacey, the way we manifested Mother Debbie being on the single life. I want Eric and Lita to be on Happily Ever After.
That's never going to happen.
But I'll manifest. It's never going to happen. But I'm manifesting. I would love if they were. Wouldn't you just die?
I think they're done with the show.
I would love for them to do
maybe 90 Day Diaries. Even
with
that
with the traitors and with everything. I would love for them to do 90 Day Villains.
The problem with Lita, though, is she was never campy villainy enough. It was like Larissa was campy. Larissa's going to be on season two, by the way, of the Traitors. Not Traitors. House of Villains.
It was announced.
It's almost all but certain. Yeah.
Good for her.
She'd be great. I want to see her on television again.
You know what? They're good at that because I didn't watch, but I would watch that whole season that if she's on it.
Yeah. And Fisa kind of was half and half. She flew under the radar too long. Larissa would not be able to fly under the radar.
I wonder if they would ever reach out to Lita to be on it.
I don't think she's you have to like some of these villains enough. That's the thing. That I don't think she's liked by anyone.
No.
You have to... Like, I'm trying to think. These are people you love to hate. You love to hate Lita, but she needs to have something redemptive, and there's just nothing. There's absolutely nothing.
Bless her heart. Maybe she could be on the show and bring that one makeup artist that she paid to be her friend in the middle of that store. All right, everybody, but we're on to the... A show of Shakespearean dynamics of instead of the Montagues and the Capulets, it's
the Everetts and the Jimenos.
Yeah, the Everetts and the Jimenos. So Get ready, y'all. We know that this show, okay, as we say every time, we know a little bit of spoilers on this. We're going to not talk about them. Christina, our producer, if we say them, cut them out. So we ask, though, if you're in Patreon or you see a post, but especially in Patreon, there's comments and people talking about the show.
Try not to
mention a spoiler, that's fine, but just put like asterisk spoiler in all caps, because some people are watching
this as they go. Yeah.
And that brings up, we have for people that are on our $15 video tier, the smorgasbord, we have a video of us watching these episodes for the first time, kind of our version of pillow biter talks.
Mm-hmm.
We call them watch alongs. We really should just call them pillow biters at this point.
I like watch along.
But it's our version of Pillow Talk. You can watch us watching an edited version. And we do that it's only 30 minutes. And we do that, A, for a time, but also for that way, the people on the $5 tier that aren't on the video tier, you're still going to get us kind of having fresh reactions to some things that happened in the show. Again, that is all free for your pleasure this week. A try before you buy. Put in the pinky before you get the whole fist. Whatever you want to try, enjoy it.
I never was the pinky was never enough for me.
Yeah, I think we know that. I think that that didn't need to be said. That was already assumed.
So y'all, this show had 5 seasons. We will be covering them all. The last season's pretty short, I believe.
It didn't go good.
And, well, I don't think they had a ton to say after the divorce.
That is a spoiler, but I think everybody knows that. So,
One of the spoilers should not be that Chantel and Pedro are no longer together. That's not a spoiler.
But some things about Pedro's family, some things in like with Winter that we kind of know about, but we don't really know a ton about them. So. Anyway,
what are some, just this is our first episode of the Family Chantel that we watched. Overall impressions of this show and how it may be different than 90 Day or some of the other spinoffs we watched, like Darcy and Stacey, Single Life, Happily Ever After.
It's trying to be a very different show. It's shot differently. It's edited differently. I think especially for this first season, I'll be interested to see season 2 because it doesn't look like they spend a lot of money on this, like even less than what they normally do for 90 Day Fiancé.
You mean the shake cam? Didn't pay for the steady. I think there's one camera person. And there is absolutely no Steadicam.
Yes, and there's also...
I kind of get a little sick when I'm watching every time there's movement.
A little bit. It feels like, a little bit of Blair Witch. They also, don't you feel like they're... Because now that we've seen them later, they do pretty good. But Mama Karen... And sometimes Winter and River, you can tell that they're a little new to TV in this season.
That's a nice way to put it.
Thomas is kind of always the same.
But. You mean when they kind of sit down and they just stare at each other?
Yes.
I will say, if Karen wasn't on this show, I think the show would absolutely flatline.
Yeah, because y'all, she's, as Karen would say, Karen está loca.
Mucha loca. I will say, I think also Pedro gives good face. Pedro gives good in the moments.
Pedro and Chantel are great for what they do.
Without Pedro, Chantel's a little hard. You need, it's like the Single Life. You need a whole hype squad.
She's
a good... She's a good duo player. She's not really good at carrying the scene herself.
And when she does react to her mother, her mother brings out a reaction to her because she said, I think in the Single Life this season, she's like, my mom can get a little crazy.
But don't worry, y'all. We're also going to get the two Gorgons, Pedro's sister and mother, who live up to cartoon villainy.
Oh,
yeah, they understand the assignment, and they're going to serve us.
So that is the players, I think, too. The players
Winter, River, and this season, and Thomas, the father, and Karen, and River's boyfriend, Ja.
Winter.
River's right.
Not gay.
That's a different story.
That's a different story.
Winter's boyfriend, Ja, the much maligned Ja.
I don't know why he's maligned, but I just know that, so I don't know. But I will say, Chantel's the oldest, and I think then River and Winter, or is it Winter and River?
I'm not sure who's next.
I don't know. And then on the other side...
I think Ribar is the youngest. I think Winter is the middle.
And then in Dominican Republic, it is Pedro, obviously. There's going to be a bit of Obed, who we talked about on Hey. He is Chantel's gay bestie from the DR. And former... was...
Family friend.
Family friend who had a falling out with... his mother, with Pedro's mother. What's her name again? I'm blanking.
Lydia.
On Lydia, his mother, and his sister, Nicole. And that's
Pedro's the elder brother.
Yes, Pedro's the eldest brother. And those are the players at this point that you need to know about.
We will meet Nicole, a boyfriend of Nicole, later. And I'm sure more different people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
It's a real rogues gallery up in here.
Let's jump in, shall we?
One of my issues about this show is I feel like we're starting from a point where I feel like this is meant to be Chantel as the center of the wheel, and everyone is the spokes going out front, and Chantel and Pedro basically. But I feel like there is a real attempt to make Chantel likable, and I feel like also to make her seem like she's the one trying to keep her family together. And I don't buy that she's super close to her sister. I don't buy that she's super close to River. I just don't buy it.
The reason why she doesn't know anything about Jaws is because she's never fucking cared.
She's never around.
Because
she's a princess.
We're going to talk about this because Mama Karen hasn't ever cared either.
No, and I just want to say, I feel like one of the real disjunctions about this show is they're trying to portray this beautiful, like these are the Huxtables. Like this family who loves each other and everyone, and it's just not there.
It's just not there.
Yeah.
No.
I think the most well-rounded, down-to-earth person is Thomas, a.k.a. Seekitz. And
y'all, we call him Seekitz because he mispronounces things repeatedly.
And it's always in like really like tense times. Yeah, so they're always more funny.
Yeah, Seekitz or argumentative.
Argumentative.
Uh-huh. He has a little bit of Rodney from Mary and
He
Millions
does. A little speak. Bit of a argumentative. Little sweet of a, like he's got too many teeth in his mouth.
It is. We will say we've done a couple of watch-alongs and episode 3 is the show. It has a little bit of a slow start, but episode 3, y'all, is a banger. So yeah. Strap in.
We watched episode 4 too. I think four was the one we watched with the costumes.
Oh, okay.
Where the whole time I laughed because I thought I was watching
save the spoiler. Save it. They're going to have to think of it this way. You're giving away our episode 4 for free. They didn't pay $5
Fuck
for
off.
That.
It's good, y'all.
It's very good.
I will say, if you've never seen this show, we're setting the stage in episodes 1 and 2, kind of like just where they are. 3 and 4 just go off the rails, and it is absolute lunacy.
So
I love it.
It's great. So Chantel's driving in the car, driving down the highway, and I finally found my way.
Don't look back, because I'm talking to the brother who I never, ever have a conversation with.
Pretty sure he's high. Y'all, River is always on an edible or some shit.
Perpetually high.
He's
no,
just
he smokes weed. He does not do an edible. He smokes
weed.
Yeah,
he smokes. Yeah, he smokes.
So this takes place, by the way, or they're filming it to take place right after she came back from the DR where she rolled up on Pedro.
Yes.
Rolled up on him from another country.
Yes. They live in Atlanta in the ATL or somewhere
I still think they're way out in the suburbs. Yeah.
Probably. I don't know what her parents did for money.
I think there's some generational wealth going on.
Oh, good for them.
But I'm saying the idea that they're super skeptical of anyone taking their money. So yeah, I think there's something going
on. If you're triggered by xenophobia, then just consider this a trigger warning for the entire season. Because Karen is very xenophobic.
Anything that'll refer to America and people coming here to harvest the American dollar. It gets me the microaggressions they use to describe the DR of that island. Mm-hmm. I just came back to the people on that island. Ugh.
Yeah, like as if Chantel just narrowly escaped a human sacrifice over a volcano.
She was about to be thrown into a volcano.
Yes.
And chanting all types of languages.
Yes.
Not Spanish.
Exactly.
Reber says, "You're always unhappy, Chantel. How can you tell?"
She's like, "How can you tell?" Because he said, and he talks about, he said, before we had a special bond. We were close. We played basketball together. He said, but then after they got married, there has been a domino effect of drama. We don't talk as much.
Because of Pedro. He basically calls out Pedro as the problem. Which is the weird thing about this show is it's like the family, the show doesn't take a lens on itself either way. But the way that they portray the family as talking shit about Pedro, and they're the main characters of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting premise to go through this. Because, y'all, they talk shit about Pedro constantly and blame him for everything that's gone wrong for the marriage.
Yes.
Yeah. They still think it's a scam. And also, it's what's interesting is let's talk about this scene because I'll have more to say about it. We're walking in to Casa de Everett.
And mom and dad are dressed alike.
As that's always happens.
Yeah, that happens. Get reused to it.
They walk in this extremely staged scene where she goes, "Have some soda. Have some line chips." Yeah.
Chips and queso, Karen.
Yeah, y'all, they are not ready for prime time this season.
I bet she was like, "Okay, hi, have some chips and queso." And they're like, "No, it's just called queso, Karen."
Chantel says, "I love queso." Y'all, this is, by the way, this is totally Tostino's, like, queso they heated up in the microwave. Make queso.
I've seen you eat that from a jar.
It's so good, but
drunk.
It's not as good. It's not as good as queso that you actually heat the processed cheese and like Velveeta.
I'll never forget. It's not a thing out here. I'll never forget when I worked at Sephora and when we worked on Thanksgiving or the day after Christmas. One year, I brought in a crock pot of queso with just Rotel
and Velveeta.
Some onions
or
and Velveeta
American cheese,
and some milk. And I mean, I'm from Oklahoma. That's when I didn't have it. I just assumed wrongly that all Mexican food, quote, was the same. Like, I didn't know the intricacies of that. Thank God we live in California with amazing. Now I
queso
do.
Queso is Tex-Mex. Yeah.
Yes. And queso was Tex-Mex. And so I was shocked that, you know, people that were of, you know, Mexican descent that worked in the store, all they were like, what the fuck is this? And let me tell you, they licked that up like semen, a twink licking semen from a dick tree. Mm-hmm. They were like, what the fuck is this?
People will turn up their nose at queso and they're like, well, this isn't really authentic. Cut to them eating a whole fucking bag of chips with it. And they're licking the bowl.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. You can turn your nose up at queso, y'all, yeah, but you're all going to eat it.
You're all going to eat it. And guess what? You're going to be constipated later.
And you're going to get farts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also like it. They're like, have some chips. And it feels like at any moment this is going to be a commercial for Tostitos.
It does.
And then they've got the labels removed from the bottles. It's just like this was at the very last minute. Someone's like, we can't have those on TV. They're like, well, what do? Take the labels off.
Take the labels off. So they're eating chips and Sean, so y'all, the big problem that we have on the show, and we don't need to beat the point, is that we say, if you're new to the show, I don't think any of you are new, but we do say, often we use this for other characters, saying, oh, this person, Sean told them, meaning when they got married.
Chantel, yeah.
Yeah, Chantel completely talked about how terrible Pedro's family was, and she put all this mistrust about Pedro in her mom and dad. She caused all of this. She really did.
Remember, and this is something I don't think it gets talked about enough. Chantel lied to her parents at why Pedro was in the fucking country.
She didn't tell them the truth from beginning.
He was on a student. She said he was on a student visa.
Now, do we think this is partly because Chantel knew how her parents would react?
100%.
So I shouldn't say it's all the blame on her, but, and also, you know, something I thought when we watched the show, look, I don't want to put in biases and things in people's eyes, I don't think we have any evidence of this. However, and maybe this will come out, but also we talk about xenophobia, but also maybe Chantel's parents didn't want her to date outside of her race. We don't know that.
That's
we've
a
never
possibility.
Really brought it up, but I think the more we learn about Karen, the more I would not put it past her.
I think I'm not going to go as far as saying race, but I definitely think she doesn't want her to date outside her own tribe, as in Americans, even people from Atlanta. I think she is extremely skeptical of anyone that she doesn't know, especially people within her own borders.
And
she doesn't
religious?
Trust anyone.
I don't know if Pedro's family, if they were raised.
He was raised Catholic. Yeah,
Catholics. I don't know. She's unhappy about that. There's a lot of things that I don't think Karen underscore nasty underscore
not. I think you're right. I don't think she's thought a lot about that out though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think she hears the Dominican Republic, and in the same breath, she hears scammers and people who want to come take our money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same idea. People who say, "Oh, these immigrants coming here and taking our jobs." That no American wants to do.
Yeah.
And it's adding so much to our fucking economy, you have no fucking clue.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's
sorry. I just want, oh God, the way our country talks about immigration drives me.
And today is not a great day for that either.
No, it's not.
But we're going to move on. They're sitting there, and because I bring all this up because they asked Chantel, they're like, well, how did the
how was your trip?
And Chantel actually says, I was kind of shocked. She says, I don't think telling you all the terrible things will make it better. That's kind of shocking for her. Maybe she's starting to realize, but they're like, but Miss Karen's like, whoa, well, we need to know.
You need to get it out.
And so she tells them, y'all, what we saw. Of her going to DR and Nicole showing her the video of all these girls dancing up on Pedro.
As Chantel says, Pedro was dancing with several girls.
Several.
And did you notice that the family rules the word art that's in the kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to get a close-up of it because I need to – if someone can ever pause it, I need to know what it says on that family rules.
It's an American number one.
I think so. But Then this is what she did not need to go do, because they're already into this rumor. What Obed said about his family wanted him to marry an American girl, and so that he could send back money to them. And then Chantel says, yeah, because our whole marriage is a scam.
I was like, how can you, again, how can you hold both things at once?
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all.
Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How can you hold both things at once?
It doesn't make sense that y'all, again, logic is not this family strong suit.
Yeah. So then, they all hype each other up.
And it doesn't make sense because you're like, if your marriage is a scam, then why are you in it?
Right. And then she says, well, she would say, I love him, because but we love each other now, but it started as a scam. And Karen says, it's borderline body trafficking.
Well, no, she says it's almost borderline body trafficking. And then she looks at Thomas and goes, is it? Kind of like asking. I have a feeling Thomas doesn't have the answer.
No, he never does.
You know, Winter also brings up, you know, this has been all consuming for my family. It's always about Chantel's relationship. Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to come back.
Later on, Karen says, you have to get out. But I'm going to help you.
We will help you because I'm a really good mother. That's another thing. Karen wants to make sure. She wants to make sure that you see that she's a fantastic mother. But she kind of only does it with Chantel.
Yeah. And then they say, let's go over there. Let's go over there. Get Shockey. Somebody get Shockey.
Poodle, what is Shockey?
Shockey is Karen's taser.
And you just see Chantel go, stop, no, no. And she's chasing after her, and Karen's running out with Shucky in her long cardigan.
Thomas, get my bag.
Oh, she got Shucky. She got Shucky. Uh-oh.
And Karen's like, I knew it. I wish I was wrong. And then every time, y'all, Karen speaks Spanish, she is making fun of people who speak Spanish. Don't get it twisted. Most of you won't, but it is said with the most sarcasm possible.
I know this might be shocking. She is not bilingual.
Her agreements don't work too. She'll say mucho loca or
yeah.
So
Anyway, and Thomas.
Well, she says, because she goes out, and they're like, wait, 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 honey, don't get riled up. And she said,
I need you. Well,
I am mucha loca para mi familia.
And then Thomas says, I need you to be less aggressive.
I need you to be less aggressive.
You be less aggressive.
So they're running out. They roll up to his house. Do you see Chantel like chasing them? And she like falls on the steps trying to get there.
They're so such bumblers. That's the best part of this, y'all. They're bumblers.
Because you know they all ran and got in the car. And Chantel and Thomas and Karen were driving faster. But yeah. Chantel always drives like this.
Yes.
Slow, because she can't really open her eyes because they're always kind of like, oh.
And knock on the door. Hola, Pedro. Already, this feels threatening to me.
Oh, you think? And also, this is something that wasn't either in the watch along or I missed when we watched it this time. This is the first time he has seen their family, besides on the tell-all, but in person. It's the first time they've seen each other since the fight. Since
really?
The River and Pedro. Yeah. She said they haven't been in the same. Chantel says they haven't been in the same
you're
room.
You're right. You're
since
right.
Since he fought River. So the fact that we know that was the last time, and now she shows up, no wonder Pedro's like, they're here to attack me.
And they come in, and he lets them in, and Pedro's like, what the fuck is happening? And
go ahead. Chantel says, go ahead, sit down, Mom.
And then Thomas, so Pedro, what happened to the DR? And y'all, Karen gets out Shockey. And then Chantel tries to take Shockey, and it shocks her. Oh! And Pedro's like, what is that? And she's like, it's a flashlight, but a tactical one.
But when she shocked herself, oh, that is on the watch along, y'all. We
died.
We died. Like, soul left my body.
And so Karen, and he's like, he's like, that's a weapon. And Karen's like, we love everyone. We do.
We do.
But Chantel told us you dance with girls and you swung them around in a sexual way.
A sexual way. So we don't want to fight, but we will. But we will. And Pedro's like, and so Karen says, oh, talks about what Obed said, that your mother and sister will have a mutual friend, and they set you up so that way you
marry
have
a stupid American.
Yes. So you could have access to the American economy. And Pedro is finally like, yes, yes, it is true. And Chantel is so dumb. She goes, what? She doesn't get that he's being fucking sarcastic.
And that's what I'm just like, how she can turn so quickly. And like, how
did
does she
know this man at all when you married
him?
How
does him? She sleep in the same bed with him at night?
Yes.
If she thinks he's actively trying to con her. How
now, brown cow?
It hurts my head to think about it.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and then
King,
we hear
it's sad when you think about it.
The fruit of the womb.
Maybe she was making a pun, like my daughter is fruit of my womb.
I think she got it wrong.
She was trying to say that it was like a business. So instead of saying like an American business, so I love that an American business isn't Hershey's chocolate, Walmart,
no,
Target. I don't know, Orville Redenbacher. It's
Redenbacher.
Fruit of the womb.
Of the womb.
The next thing, and y'all, there's some other xenophobic words being used here. She says, Pedro needs to evolve and adapt to our customs. All that saying, Pedro needs to assimilate. Pedro needs to not do, Pedro needs to speak English. Pedro
because your esposa es mucha loca.
Anyway, then Pedro takes the car keys and they go, he doesn't have a license. And everyone freaks out.
And then this is like a fucking circus show, isn't it?
Yeah. Then they scream, he's going to crash. Pedro's driven before.
They act like he can't drive. And Chantel says that too. They act like he'll just be screaming, driving down the road. It makes no sense at all because he doesn't have his license.
Finally, he's like, I want you to get out of my house or I'm going to leave. And he's like, and they're fine. We will leave, Pedro. Just do not kill us with your vehicular killing machine.
Don't run over my Shockey.
And later on, River makes an allusion to it later on. It's like, yeah, Pedro almost tried to kill Mom and Daddy. Everything is so ridiculous.
It's so blown out of proportion.
So they do agree to leave. They do agree to leave. The next day, Chantel's like, I feel bad about what happened. Hopefully you do. Hopefully you have some sort of remorse.
She's like, because, well, what's terrible is that they do the car thing, and that night when they come up, Chantel's family is just the one who rolled up to him. And the first thing Chantel says when she gets in the living room, she goes, what the fuck, Pedro? You were going to drive?
Yeah.
How about saying, I am so sorry. I tried to stop them.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason why she doesn't is because somewhere, not even that deep, Chantel wants her family to do the dirty work for her.
She totally wants that.
Because she hates his family and she wants them out of her life, and because she's pissed that he's giving money to his family, which is customary from where he is from.
And he doesn't, and she sees that because of how she was taught with about money, how to see money. She sees that as devaluing her instead of trying to do his job as a son, mm-hmm. which his mother and sister have reiterated as soon as he could speak and hear. Mm-hmm. And since he's the, quote, man of the family.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I even though Chantel speaks Spanish, I don't think the cultural import makes sense to her. I don't think she'll ever see it as, oh, he just sends them money because he likes them. He likes his family more than me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she'll ever see it either.
Anyway, y'all, so instead of spending the rest of the day with Pedro and trying to figure out a way to repair their marriage, she shows up at her family's church the next day. And they talk to the bishop.
The family wants her to come to the church, and they got to pray.
They got to pray.
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 We got to pray just to make it today. There was a song on the charts about pray. About pray.
There was. We see Bishop Watson, the man who married him when they signed their...
the Pernerp.
The Pernerp. I almost said DNR because I'm used to you talking about a DNR.
No, that's a happy document.
Ooh. Oh, that's a happy. So,
DNR spells freedom.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So Chantel is basically saying to the bishop, she's like, "I'm in a rock and a hard place. What do I do?" And the bishop basically gives Bishop, you know, like y'all good times, bad times, but he does say y'all should have family counseling, and I think everything can be resolved. And Thomas is all for it, and Karen even says, I don't like that I lose possession of my mind when I get angry.
That's pretty accurate, actually, what happens.
Mm-hmm. So she is agreeing. River doesn't want to go. He doesn't think it's important. But we'll see. Because then Karen says, boy, this comment. Hopefully Pedro can get that hate out of his heart. If he had come to church today, maybe some of that hate would have gone out of his heart. And that's what leads to me a little bit of that. I felt like that was not only a Pedro, but a bit of a Catholic dig right there. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And you wonder.
The real church.
The real church. Yeah. They're like, what is it? What is the thing that keeps Pedro and Chantel together? And y'all, it's this salsa dancing. And it's not dancing, if you know what I mean. Because when they dance together, you see
dancing.
You see the fire. It looks like Poodle grinding up on some guy he met at Cobra.
Oh, God. Yikes. Just an uncut piece of meat just rubbing up and down.
Gross. Gross.
Also been there.
All right. So Chantel says, she says at the restaurant, I'm sorry
He's
for
got
what
his
my
overcoat
did.
On.
We got to move on. So she says, I'm sorry for what my mother did and bringing her into this. And Pedro's like, every time something happens, you run straight to your family. And she's like, I know. That's why I think it would be good to go to family counseling. Pedro doesn't want to go.
Who is a family friend of ours?
Yes, not your friend.
not an impartial person we find. A family friend. Now, actually, the family friend is going to refer them to another friend who we're going to meet in the next episode. And we can't wait to talk about him.
Oh, yeah. So, and Pedro, but she says, Pedro says, I lost my place. Oh, he said, I don't really want to go. But he says to his in the moment, but I've got a secret that I don't want to tell.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to tell Chantel, so I'm going to basically, y'all, if that's what's kind of gross, he's not doing it because he loves his wife, and Chantel doesn't do things because she loves Pedro. They only do things for each other when they think it'll give them some leeway to get what they want.
100%. I do believe that this storyline is a little manufactured. This one coming up with Pedro, I think it might be it's like a lot of things on set. It's like a lot of things on TLC or 90 Day Fiancé. They're real, but bringing them up now in a specific time to make things more dramatic is a little manufactured. I noticed this, and I've noticed it on a lot of times when Pedro's nervous on the tell-alls, he takes his legs and kind of like shimmies them. And I'm thinking, oh, I wish my head was right there. Just like almost choking me with his legs.
Oh, God.
Let's go thighs.
Let's go twerking. Good Lord.
He looks good this season.
Woo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's going to get worse because he just gets better than looking.
I know. As their marriage deteriorates, Pedro gets bigger and hotter. I think that's normally how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
So it's squirt class with Mooney.
With Mooney from The Single Life. This is her makeup artist who did her dirty in that van with that makeup from The Single Life.
And they are twerking. Miss Karen is twerking. I kind of had to fight back a little bile.
She's like, watching I teach that. Cheer. So I do my own dance. And I went, I kind of want to see what kind of dancing Miss Karen choreographs for these cheer. Is it all the same? Is it all like that episode of when they did the parody of the Brady Bunch and Mike Brady always designed the same house for the architect? Like, is that right. Miss Karen? Is it always the same dancing? Now... we bring up the plot line about Winter, that Winter has always been a little...
I was just going to say, one thing I wanted to... Sissy told us about this because we were talking about twerking and the black community. It actually, it comes from types of dancing in Central Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it is definitely a cultural thing for people with African ancestry. Mm-hmm. And it's just now it's more like dancing sexually, but it does have there is a historical basis.
Great. And so they're doing this dance. Winter is saying brings up this is kind of her plot point.
is she's always felt a little big and that Chantel always gets the attention. She was always so gorgeous. Yeah. I'm sure that's going to be a theme for the entire series.
And I honestly think this is a real plot point. I think this is real. This is real feelings. Now, when Chantel is trying to be understanding, the funny part here is I feel like the emotional heart of the show is Winter.
100%.
And because now we're seeing Chantel kind of not really be able to understand why her sister feels kind of out of place and feels a little bit intimidated and doesn't really know what to say. And neither does Karen.
Neither does Karen. But I honestly think 100% Chantel says, here's someone else who can take the pressure off of me.
100%. That's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, Winter has a boyfriend named Ja. And they've been together for almost 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And here's the staggering thing. He has a 1.5-year-old. I think they keep saying Liane or Liani. I keep getting the name wrong. And supposedly we find this out that Winter has known the girl for forever. Since she was a baby.
Winter's like kind of almost like a mom to her.
Yeah.
But Chantel, I can understand. Chantel's like, I don't really know anything about Ja. And she's talking about it. And then she turns to her mother. And Winter's like, it's fine. It's fine. Why are you in my business? And Chantel turns to her mother and says, well, Mom, what do you know about Ja? And Miss Karen knows. She goes, well,
he's very polite.
She knows nothing about this guy.
This is incredible. For someone for 5 years that maybe he's never spent holidays at their house. They've never had dinner together. They've never pushed him on kind of what he does. And maybe this is fraudacity. Maybe they know a lot more.
I don't think so.
This was pretty staggering.
I mean, this is common for you, but you live on the other side of the country.
I know.
But even
not in Atlanta.
If you lived in the same town as Mother Poodle, it would be pretty hard to keep your boyfriend secret.
She'd
after
run
at
into
least
him
at
Ingles. Well, you're sleeping with Jaybird. Be nice to get a call.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why you're already worried. You're already going to hell. I thought you'd be worried about that the most. Can't be scarier than Satan.
Don't think my mother would say that, but that would be funny.
She doesn't think that. I know your mom doesn't think that.
Anyway, so later on, Pedro is calling Nicole out at the pool and telling her about the ambush. And she laughs like hysterically.
That old lady is crazy. She's so crazy. And Pedro's kind of actually... y'all get ready. Pedro often calls his mom and sister and tells them how terrible the family is. And he actually, you can tell, wants some sympathy. And they just laugh in his face and think it's hilarious.
There's not a lot of understanding. I do think the difference of Pedro telling his family about what the family Chantel did, it's usually because it's just so incredible and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what Chantel telling her family is always inflected with what something has done to her.
Uh-huh.
And it always feels very different to me.
Yes, very much so.
So they say, basically it's like, did you tell them, by the way, that you're going to bring mommy and me over? And I went, uh-oh. And she's like, just tell her, accept it or leave, get a divorce. Punto.
Punto.
Did you just call me a whore? Yes. I will not let you disrespect me that way. Today. Good night.
Today. Good night. Today. This hour. Y'all, and the stage is set.
Woo!
I am surprised we didn't have mom in this first episode, but we already.
Lydia?
Yeah. Like the show does kind of already make the assumption that you know these people.
It does.
So yeah, they're It's good. I enjoy it. I'm very excited about it. I think this is going to be a fun five seasons. And
I believe there's 8 episodes in the first season. I think 10 in episode 2 or season 2. I'm sorry.
They're all on Discovery Plus if you want to watch them, or YouTube or whatever.
Or Max.
Mm-hmm. And there's not tell-alls for these, so it's
y'all, the tell-alls would, Sean Robinson would not know what to do.
I would love a Family Chantel tile. I would love it.
Speaking of, this is kind of like worlds colliding. Mama Karen is just about to come out on the stage in the single life tell-all.
Yes.
She's platinum blonde, sequined, solid gold dancer. Her boobs are barely being held in by some kind of sequined wall.
Yeah, she looks like she's just about to come on for Atlanta Community Theater's production of Mamma Mia.
It is very much so.
Yes, yes.
She's definitely Donna.
She's definitely Donna. She's definitely Donna. All right, everybody. That's the show.
The winner takes it all, like my dollars.
Like my American dollars.
Dollars.
All right, so if you enjoy this and want to hear more of the Family Chantel, and you're listening to this on the public feed, you need to jump onto RG Plus. Again, that's available at patreon.com/realitygaze or on Supercast or on Apple subscriptions. You can find all of that at realitygaze.com, or if you're listening already in Apple subscriptions, next week when we drop the episode of Family Chantel, it'll pop up on your Apple feed. And if you just click on it, it'll say, do you want to purchase this for like you buy an app? And you just buy the app, and then you have the subscription right there. So,
amen.
Easy. For you Carl's wives with iPhones, that might be a better solution. Just saying. Oh, don't pull over. That's me.
Oh, God.
All right.
We need to find a way to sound off.
How are we going to end this show? I think y'all... we hope that if you're out there looking for love, we hope that not only do you find love, but you're able to harvest what, Poodle? What are you going to harvest?
I don't know. It needs to be universal.
Okay. Well, fine.
We'll think about it.
The American dollar.